This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Many are remembering former President George H.W. Bush, who died Friday. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson also has some stories. He joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So you met the former president and interviewed him on several occasions. Tell us about him.
I did. He was a very gracious fellow and a very... He treated you with respect, and I think it was a matter of his background, and that's just the way, you know, people of his generation were. And when you sit and talk to him, even when you were raising difficult subjects, things that he really didn't want to talk about, he didn't get angry. He just changed the tone of his voice somewhat, so you knew that, you know, you were treading on... things that he didn't want to talk about, but that was part of the job, and he understood that. He was not a great fan of the media, of the press, but he was never rude or untoward reporters, whether it was TV people or newspaper people or radio people. He had a couple of rallies in Cincinnati that were real contrast. 1988, just before the election, he was vice president. He was running for president against Michael Dukakis. He came into town, and he was leading in the polls. It was clear he was going to win. He was so upbeat and funny and just having a great time. 4 years later, he came into town a few days before the election, had a big rally in Fountain Square. At that point, though, he knew he was going to lose to Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot was on the ballot, and he was, you know, bringing up the rear. And a lot of people think that Ross Perot cost him that election. I don't think so. I think he would have lost anyway, just because it was a generational change election. And a new generation of politicians was coming to the forefront.
Now, he came to Ohio and especially Cincinnati an awful lot as vice president and again as president, even came back as a former president. What was the attraction to Cincinnati?
Well, there were several things. First of all, there were two young men who went to work for him in his administration, one named Rob Portman, whom you've probably heard of, and Rob Portman's high school buddy from Cincinnati Country Day School in Indian Hill, Joe Hagan. And Hagan was the appointment secretary, and Portman did a job as a legislative liaison for the White House. They became like sons to George and Barbara Bush. They became part of the family. It was really interesting to see. I mean, they treated them like part of their family. And then again, Cincinnati was where the money was for Republican candidates. He was a very good friend of late Carl H. Lindner and also of Richard Farmer, the chair of CentOS. And they raised enormous amounts of money for George W. Bush over the years. In fact, both of those men had homes in Key Largo, Florida, which Bush used when he was having negotiations with the president of France. And he would also go, if he just wanted to get away from the White House, Carl Lindner would let him use his home down in Key Largo, and he'd just stay there.
Now, in 1994, he was here for a Portman fundraiser. This was after he was out of office. You have a funny story about that.
Yeah, he was very relaxed at that point. I mean, you could tell that, you know, he was okay with having the burden of the presidency off of his shoulders. He was funny. He was more relaxed. He was talking about how, well, you know, he says, I used to have all these people would run around in the morning, and I'd say, I want coffee, and they would suddenly show up with coffee. He says, well, I can't do that anymore. I have to make my own coffee. And he didn't mind that.
Just a couple seconds less. Mm-hmm. You have a baseball story as well?
Well, one time I was interviewing him in a hotel downtown, and at the end of it, he was a great baseball fan and a good player, too, at Yale. And he introduced into the conversation, he wanted to know what I thought And this is 1988. He wanted to know what I thought of Pete Rose as a manager of the Reds. And so we sat there and talked about that for like 10, 20 minutes.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.